So if you choose to do the body scan on the mat, you can go ahead and lie down on the floor. And if your low back is a little bit sensitive, you can take your feet flat on the floor and allow your knees to gently and naturally fall inwards. So this is a nice variation in case your low back is a little bit sensitive. Or you can place something under your kneecaps. You can simply stretch out your legs at the full length. And if you are seated, I invite you to take your feet flat on the floor so that you are reaching towards the ground to be completely grounded. And if you can, keeping your spine away from the back of the chair or the back of the sofa so that your whole spine is nicely self-supported and erect. And in case you are seated, you can find a good position for your hands by bringing them either on your lap or on your knees, allowing the shoulder to relax. And if you're laying down, take your hands and take your arms slightly away from your body. Or you can also place your hand palms on your low belly with your elbows touching the ground. And you can always close your eyes and help yourself to go deeper within. We're starting the practice of the body scan by grounding ourselves in the moment, by noticing our body in the space, noticing the space around you. You might feel the air touching your hands or your face. You might feel the heaviness of the blankets if you're using, or the clothes. And if there is anything that still disturbs you, go ahead and change that. Change the posture, wiggle your hips on the ground or on the chair, adjust the position of your arms or your legs. And remember that throughout the practice, you can always adjust. You have a choice to change. And start to feel the back body touching the ground, or the soles of the feet are touching the ground. So feeling the connection between the body and the surface. Your hips are on the floor, or the hips are pressing into the chair or into the sofa. Finding yourself breathing in your chest or in your belly. And noticing, how is your breath this morning? Maybe it is deep and slow, or shallow and fast. Just welcoming whatever is happening. The practice of the body scan is the practice that helps you to connect your mind and your body. And we are here not to create any specific sensations. We're here to just feel what is present by paying attention to each and every part of your body, slowly going from one part to the other. Before we start, let's take three deep breaths to bring the oxygen into your body, to ground you even more. Noticing how you can deepen your breath. And on the next exhale, bring all of your attention towards the right foot. The right foot the soul of the foods. Noticing any potential pressure in the sole touching the ground, or the heel pressed into the mat. Noticing the sole, the touch of the socks if you're wearing socks, or the touch of the slippers, and any other sensations present. Noticing your big toe and your small toe and all other toes in between as best as you can feel them. Or maybe you don't feel anything at all. And if you don't, just register a blank. The five toes of the right foot. And scanning high on the top of the foot. The heel. The ankle. Notice the whole right foot. What is present? With the next inhale, sending the breath all the way through the leg into the foot. And exhale through the right foot as if the air can go through the foot and out. And gently moving up towards the low leg. Notice the shin bone on the front and the calf muscle on the back side of the low right leg. Maybe the low leg is touching the ground or touching the chair or not. What is present? And with an exhale, letting go of the right low leg and moving up towards the right knee, the front side of the knee, and the back side of the knee. And gently exploring the sensations that are present. There is no need to create or hunt for sensations. Just notice what is present on the surface of the knee, or maybe deep inside, if you can feel it. With the next exhale, gently letting go of the knee and moving up towards the upper leg, the front of the leg and the back of the leg. Noticing where the leg is touching the surface. Do you feel any pressure, coolness or warmth, tightness or softness? The front of the leg and the back of the leg. Feel what is present. And with the next exhale, letting go the upper leg and moving towards your buttocks and towards your right hip. So feel that part of the body. Observing any tensions, maybe compression, some tightness, or being present with your buttock and your right hip. Taking a deep inhale, sending it through the whole leg. And on the exhale, let the air go out as if it's going through the heel and the sole of the foot. And feel the whole right leg as one whole piece. The presence. And gently moving your attention towards the left foot. So shift the spotlight of your attention to the left foot, the sole of the left foot.
Like a detective going through the left soul, looking for what is there, exploring the sensations of the soul, maybe noticing the cold or the warmth, noticing the left big toe, the small toe, and all other toes in between, all five toes of the left foot, the top of the foot, the heel, where the heel is touching the surface, the ankle, the whole left foot, the presence of the whole left foot. Taking an inhale through the leg and the foot, and let it out through the sole of the foot, and moving up to the low left leg, the left shin bone, and the left calf muscle. Noticing the pressure, the touch, maybe the itch, or maybe you can even catch yourself with thinking. Maybe you think that this goes too slow, or this goes too fast, or your mind wanders away to other parts of your body. Just observe the mind, observe the thoughts, and gently invite it back to notice the left knee. So we are on the left knee, notice the inner side of the knee and the outer sides. And how are your knees this morning? How is your left knee? Maybe there is some pain, or maybe there is softness. And with an exhale, let's go of the knee and moving up to the upper leg to notice the front and notice the back. The pressure of the body, of the left upper leg and the surface, and the touch of the front sides with the air, with the space. On the next exhale, gently letting go and moving up to the left hip and the left buttock, noticing that region of the body. And noticing the whole left leg, the whole left leg, sending the inhale through the leg and exhale through the sole of the foot. And moving up towards your low back, noticing the space between the low back and the surface, or maybe the low back is touching the surface. The low back is an area of the body where we can hold quite some emotions and tensions. So notice what is present for you. With an exhale, letting go of the low back and moving to the front, to your low belly. Noticing the breath happening in the belly. The belly is moving up and down. And maybe there is something else. Staying curious and staying attentive with yourself to notice. And with an exhale, letting go of the belly and shifting your attention to your back, the middle back, and the upper back. The muscles of the back, especially between your shoulder blades. Your shoulder blades. You might notice some tiredness or tightness. Noticing and breathing into the tightness, if there is any. Breathing through your upper back and your shoulder blades. And with the next exhale, letting go of that part and moving on to the front once again, towards your chest. Noticing how the chest is moving with the breath. Noticing if it's expanding fully. Noticing how your breath is affecting the spaciousness. Notice how your lungs are this morning and how your heart is this morning. Maybe you notice some unusual sensations. The warmth or the tightness. Taking a deep inhale, breathing all the way deep down into your belly. And letting go of the breath, sending it through the whole body. And shifting your attention towards the shoulders. Noticing the shoulders. And shoulders can be often tight and heavy. We tend to carry all responsibilities as if the whole world is on our shoulders. So notice what's present for you. Are you carrying the weights? Or can you let go with the breath? And the next exhale, gently letting go and moving your attention towards your hand palms. Noticing the hands and how they're touching your body or touching the surface. Noticing the thumbs, the small fingers, and all other fingers in between. Maybe noticing all 10 fingers, or as best as you can, your both hand palms, and shifting up towards the low arms, the elbows. Breathing through the elbows and moving up to the upper arms. Noticing your both arms from the tips of the fingers towards the shoulders. Both arms and their presence. Taking a deep inhale, sending it through the arms, and on the exhale, let go of the arms. And moving up towards the head, and noticing the back of the head and whether it is touching the surface or touching the hair. Maybe noticing the hair touching your head. Then moving up to the forehead. Noticing the skin on your forehead and smoothing out the skin if there is any tightness. As if you can melt your face. Noticing the ears. Noticing both cheeks, You can let go of the cheeks and maybe even slightly open your mouth to create space in your cheeks, in your jaw. Noticing your eyes, and if there is tightness, the nose, you might notice the coolness on the top of the nose, and noticing your mouth, gently allowing your lips to open. And you might even notice the taste in your mouth. Notice your whole face, and as if you can breathe in your whole face, noticing the face touching the air, or the air touching the face, the connection with the space. And on the next inhale, sending the air through your whole body, expanding your lungs. And exhale, let go, breathe out through the face and through the rest of your body. Noticing your whole body, with the heads, the arms, the torso, and the legs. The whole body is present, and you are present with your whole body. Let's take three more deep breaths to come back into the moment. Breathing through the nose. Gently coming back. Allow your body to wake up by moving your toes and moving your fingers, moving your ankles and your wrists. And if you are on the floor, bend your knees and turn onto either side, to the left or the right. And then from there, gently supporting yourself to come back to a seated posture. And you can gently all open your eyes. And if you need an extra stretch, stretch out your arms to the sides or above the head. Make a little twist with the spine. Or gently move your neck. Coming back. And then for those who are still asleep, if you have time, you can be asleep.